It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 450.
Ah, oh, congrats. I'm getting to 450, JJ.
Well, how do you feel about shaking?
What the fuck is this? This is unusual.
What did you think of me shaking your hand?
I don't know. Yeah, it feels like something you do to your dad. Do you shake your dad's hand like a man?
Yeah, absolutely. Just get he almost does a Trump, sort of pulls it in close. a little bit of that vibe.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway, I'm happy that we're
here. He's got good calloused hands, actually.
Does he?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a chip off the old block.
Yeah, definitely.
What does your dad do? How's he getting these hands?
He's a product manager now, so very not as much of the handsy stuff.
Oh, he's not.
He's doing more. He does more. But back in the day, when he was dealing with a lot of radiators and stuff.
Fair enough.
You'd scrape up your hands, fucking getting the coolant out of the box.
Oh, definitely. I'm glad we're here. It's been a big couple of weeks of the show, of moving. I moved into my new place.
You're tired.
I'm so tired. It hit me today. You know, it's that Monday. Who have I got to blame? Because it's Blame Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but I'll find someone by the end of the day.
Well, we were working yesterday. We did the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And when you work on, especially, I mean, you've had the trifecta. I'm going to have to think of three things now, but there's definitely two. Moving house.
Yeah.
Working on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then having me as a business partner.
Yeah, definitely. You got it. I'm kind of famous on the internet. If you can just grab your phone, Josh. Mm-hmm. If you're playing along at home right now, Mr. 97, you can do this. Go to Google, type in man with a truck. And then
man with a truck.
Man with a truck. This is not some
man
kind of paid sponsor.
A truck. Not to be confused with man with a van.
So then go down.
Okay.
And you'll see their Google listing. Keep going.
You want to go to their Google listing, do you?
Just click onto the Google listing, man with a truck.
Oh, sorry, I did van.
Yeah, that's it. No, that's a van. Fuck, I can see the difference. But just follow along with me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Man with a truck. I mean,
Spencer Street. Yeah.
And then go down. And then wait for it. There's a slideshow.
Oh, there he is. Thanks, man with the truck.
I'll tell you about this photo. If you're playing along at home, these lovely guys. And fuck, if you are a removalist, take my hat off to you. What a job. Someone has to do it. And it's not going to be me. Mm-hmm. But these two dudes, one was like a Irish or I think he's Irish. Mm-hmm. Just over, he wants to make a bit of cash so he can travel around Australia. He's here probably just on one of those working holiday visa things. And the other bloke, he said that he's doesn't really have a home. He's been living around. So he like travels around. Anyway.
So did you actually ask them?
Yeah, we had a bit of banter. I went and got them a coffee, long black, two sugars. That was
long black, two sugars.
Long black, two sugars.
That's outrageous, isn't it?
Oh, it's quite sweet.
Getting a black coffee and then putting sugar in it.
Yeah, it was lovely coffee and then he destroyed it. But I didn't judge. Whatever. Yeah. I just get it for you. Anyway, by the end of it, he'd got us to our new place. He'd brought in all of the stuff. So we're all a bit tired. I helped them. I mean,
meant to help?
I'm a tight ass. You pay per hour.
So yeah, the quicker did you feel like you were hurrying them along?
Not at all. I actually just was like, what am I going to do? Just stand around. Mm-hmm. I jumped up and I helped them and it was great. I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't touch the big things. Mm-hmm. They touched the
big
things.
Did you go inside the truck?
Yeah, jumped up into the truck.
And you're handing them things?
No. Sometimes they would say, oh, pass me that. So they'd do the nice, gracious thing of taking something big off my hands. Mm-hmm. Anyway, by the end of it, we're all tired. We pay for it.
What time did it start?
It started at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then
On Saturday.
And it finished at, it was like 8, 9, 10, 10:30, 11. It was really quick. 10:30, yeah. So quick, dude. I mean, I don't have a massive house. It's a two-bedroom apartment.
So quick, yeah.
They don't fuck around. Mm. Anyway, I'm saying bye to them and they've gone out the front door and I was kind of walking towards and all of a sudden one of them he appears there and he's got this huge thing in his hand, this big core flute looking.
Looks like a novelty check.
All I saw was white on the back because he was holding it and he's like, would you mind?
No accents.
Would you mind holding this? I'll just give you a little taste. You've already got it. Would you mind holding this? And he flips it over and it was a sign. I didn't even read it. I was like, oh, sure. Can I just get a photo of you with it? I was like, oh, okay. And I all of a sudden held it up and was like, smile.
Did you see what it said before you smiled for the photo?
No, I didn't see what it said. He said, we're trying to help the business. And I was like, oh, okay, fair enough. But I totally trusted him. And then Amy told me, I was like, she said to me, did you hold that thing? I was like, yeah, what is it? What was it? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's a great sign. The reason I actually went with Man with a Truck was because of the lovely people that hold the sign.
Why did Amy not hold the sign?
She just wasn't there. She was inside. And so they just grabbed me.
But you ended up getting the...
Yeah, I'm
on... I mean, that's a shame.
I mean, maybe we put up a little photo of it. But it was nice. And I thought, that is a nifty... There's so many little things in business that you just wouldn't do because you could think that's stupid or you could think, these people won't do it.
What could our equivalent be? Big media company, what could we do?
Yeah, what... I mean,
a sign's enough. We've got enough shit to carry. Could you imagine?
No, you know what? We've outsourced it. I don't have it on today because I need to wash them. I've got two that are. Yeah, mate. I don't have it. All the clothes are still in boxes. Will you have
them for tomorrow?
100%. The hoodie that you wear and I wear is outsourcing the holding of the sign because if we block our sign, our guests are in the middle and there's two gronks wearing the Daily Talk Show hoodies. So it's all good. I don't know. For us, what is it? It's maybe just sharing something of ours. Actually, that's probably a big ask.
What do you mean? Oh, like asking people.
That's a bit too much.
I hadn't eaten today at a coffee because I've had such a outrageous few weeks.
Yeah.
Even you, would you agree that you've been outrageous too?
I think I have a better excuse though. I've been moving house. And like we've been
my business partner's been moving.
I get it. It was my birthday.
Father's Day. Yeah.
What do you got?
I've got. My birthday next week on Saturday, September 14th.
Yeah. You can't
Fat Fridays. I mean, I was the one who said, let's do a healthy Fat Fridays. Let's do Fit Fridays, and you delivered burgers.
No, but the week before, I put in so much effort and I was hurt because. When I pulled out the bagels, you then tell us that you're feeling a bit shit about all the junk food you've been eating.
You shouldn't take it personally. Don't you think? I mean, this is the problem.
If you went out for dinner, if you booked in to go for dinner.
I know what you're going to say.
And it was like a bit of a naughty place.
I'm never getting the salad, no.
Yeah, but you would be offended if someone got the salad with you.
No, I wouldn't be offended. No, if they got like a naked burrito or a
No, that's okay, I guess. But it's more if you went to like a burger place and then all of a sudden they got what is like a side salad. I mean, this is
they go to Grilled and get the salad or something.
No, that's not bad. There's some nice salads at Grilled.
Calorie wise, you're actually sometimes you're better off just getting the burger.
Anyway, not getting bogged down.
The Moroccan
you're
lamb's
right.
Only 400.
I'll give it to you. You have. It's not been our best few weeks.
Yeah, I wasn't arguing for you to say that I had a bad. I was trying to get you to talk about yours.
I definitely don't feel that.
What'd you eat last night? You eat your mum and dad's?
Oh, we had bento boxes. Lovely.
As in noodles?
Japanese bento box. Have you ever had one?
No.
You're not really a Asian cuisine guy. I mean, Thai.
I love Thai.
So Japanese. Super, super lean food. Like a lot of it's kind of light.
Although
sashimi and
I loved when we went to Bond Street Dental, they had a big platter of sushi, which I knew 97 would be all about. And he was.
You
smashed it.
You almost treated the, what is it? The
wasabi.
Wasabi like hummus.
Guac.
Like guac?
I thought it was guacamole.
That's so funny.
But I do love, but I did enjoy the sushi.
Yeah.
Sushi.
It's all good. I'm in my house now and there's got no excuse. It's going to be back to square one. And I tell you what, was it Jeff Jowett when we were talking about on the episode with him recently in the studio?
Your life's not going to change from that? No.
Or getting a bigger place, moving to, you know, the house, changing house, it's sort of changing my internal existence or whatever. Yeah. It's definitely helping. It's amazing. Like having a bigger place.
You seem so tired.
I'm tired now because I've just been
moving,
getting it all up to that. I mean, to be fair, I didn't do actually, I fucking ran every box.
And that didn't say anything.
Having an argument with myself then because I was like, you didn't do much. And I was like, hang on, I took all the boxes downstairs outside of what the removalist did and then up our new stairs. Yeah, I did a bit. Anyway, it's been amazing having a larger place and Bodhi running around. He's already had a casualty. He ran into the corner of a table because he's
one of your tables, I guess.
No. It was like when I say table, bench top of the kitchen. Foom. Got a huge if you fell over and you got a graze. It's a huge graze plus a fat little.
So he's learning the area.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. So he's downloading the map, as I say. But one thing Amy said,
it's a hard way to learn, isn't it?
Yeah. Download the map. Just run into every wall. One thing Amy said to me, which I thought was outrageous. Mm-hmm. Our bedroom has an ensuite. Thank you. That's amazing.
No shits in the ensuite.
I do what I want in my ensuite. It's my ensuite.
I think that'd be a fair one. I know when it's staying at mum and dad's, dad shits in the non-ensuite.
Does he?
Yeah. He shits in, so which is annoying because that takes up one toilet. They have one that could be used.
What's he doing in that ensuite?
On the spare
toilet, yeah.
Just destroying it.
Just him in his callous hands holding onto the rails.
Just letting it go.
Anyway.
Radiator dump.
Amy said to me, because my side, we have our sides, right? You and Bree have your sides of the bed.
Bed, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm on, if you're looking at the wall, looking towards the pillows, which side? Yeah.
You would be the right side.
Nah, left side.
You're the left side.
I'm the left side. What are you?
I'm the right side, but I would like to be the left side.
Mr. 97, what are you? I mean, you're by yourself.
I'm on the right side of my bed.
Okay.
Actually, I like diagonal, but head's at the right side of the bed.
Wait, are we looking if we're looking?
No, if I'm lying down in the bed. Okay.
Just put yourself.
Stage right or left?
No, hang on. Put yourself at the foot of your bed. You're looking towards where your head goes.
Yeah, left. Left
side
of the bed.
You're on the left, so you're the same with me.
Uh-huh.
So in Sydney next week, 97 and I will have to share a bed because otherwise we'll be on top of each other.
Why 97? Why can't I?
Oh, no, yeah, you could too.
Baby needs daddy. Yeah. Anyway, that's weird. Anyway, Amy said to me, because the left side, which is my side, is closest to the door to the ensuite. And Amy said, I'll just get the left side because I'll be using the toilet more. I said, absolutely not.
Oh, interesting.
Absolutely not. We will not be changing sides. You can't do that.
Have you always been a left side guy?
Always been a left side guy. Always. At all my places, like even when I was single, left side guy. My bed was against the wall, left side guy. The only time.
How good are beds against walls if you're a single person?
What?
Something so good about it. You can fucking roll as hard as you want. You're not falling off.
Just night terrors, Josh.
But do you know what? I think it was something so so good. I remember having the fucking student of the week, all my fucking awards. Did you ever have that?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you would have had your student of the weeks on the wall?
No, he's got FHM.
Nah. I never won student of the week.
No. What? He just won big at the end of the year, and he's 97, Mr. 97.
Yeah. Never. I don't even know if we had that. Primary school? Definitely not high school.
No. I was the first one to win the principal's award. Got a whole box of Derwent pencils valued at like 70 something bucks. Mm.
That's not bad. That was a big price. Anything come through on the live?
Well, Gemma's in, Pete's in.
Oh, good day,
gang.
The boys and gals.
Yeah, Jake loves your jacket, Tommy.
Jake.
It is nice.
Is Jake, is that your brother?
No, it would be, is it Jake Jansen or is it Hygie?
Yeah, Jake, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, bro. Just a classic bomber jacket.
Jake's username is one of those ones which I've never said out loud. Can you try and say it?
Hygie Homeboy. The Hygie Homeboy. I reckon it's Hygie.
He's got great photos of plants.
They look cool.
You have a good chat with my dad.
Do you think that you'll be less of a minimalist based on being in a bigger house?
Nah, I'm already more of a minimalist from the look of my place than you are.
I mean, right now.
No, because you walk in. No, my point. This is my point. You go from a small two-bedroom apartment into a bigger place. Oh, yeah. You can't help but look like, I'm just a minimalist.
You've got no furniture.
Have you
got a couch?
I've got a couch. Yeah, so I've taken everything. What is mind-blowing is the fact that what we had in our two-bedroom apartment actually, like, it feels like, I don't know how we did we fit all of that stuff in. I mean, you mold it to the place. It started to get a bit bigger. But what's interesting is the suburb that I'm living in, they are doing
bullying.
The suburb I'm living in, they're doing. What's
you should
it
just like set, like let's make whatever. It a thing. I feel like it could be a bit of a character because I like what is Pauline. What is Pauline?
Bodie calls it Pauline.
Yeah,
I want to go to Pauline.
I think we could do one of our first live shows in Pauline.
And then he gets to the house and he's walking around saying, Pauline, where are you, Pauline?
Oh, he thinks
Pauline's a person. But they're doing, what do you call it, a hard rubbish collection. Mm. And fuck me, there's a house that looks like they've just
dumped everything,
either deceased or they've just watched Marie Kondo. Yeah.
You would just imagine how much more shit there is. Apparently there's been an inundation. Inundation, is that a word?
Yeah, inundation.
They've been inundated.
Yeah, but what's the...
Inundation.
I don't even
that
know the difference
good.
Between a fucking verb and an adjective. It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's a word.
It's a word. Go with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting all of those charity bins and stuff overflowing because everyone's just putting all of their shit.
Yeah, they are. Which, you know, I think the hard rubbish collection is good, but I've never had it because I've been in an apartment block.
What are you laughing at, Nathan?
Jem just commented saying, you guys... said you'd do an outside broadcast from Kunung Creek the first time I came on the show.
Oh, really? Oh. And yes. that's right near the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
Can we get a permit for a marquee?
I would love to do one from there. What about spring? Why don't we do
a nice warm
summer? Definitely like barbecue speed.
Oh yeah, do like a big barbie. We don't even need a permit. You could just say we're meeting a bunch of mates down there.
We don't need
there.
A permit. Yeah. I mean, you were the one that were throwing out. I was very surprised we've never gotten a permit in our life.
Yeah, but it depends how big it is. Mm. But no, we could just, it's a meetup and then it...
happens to be a camera.
Yeah. I mean, we might just have to not have the cameras on sticks. They're all on easy rigs.
Yeah, I would love to see 97 wearing an easy rig.
Yeah,
which
he'd still
is
find some way to make the footage shaky.
I mean, easy rig for people who don't know, it's like this big contraption that it's like you mount it onto your body and it's got a big sort of like a hook shape thing and then down is where your camera sort of sits.
I was on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had it on yesterday.
Filming. Filming. It gets some interesting looks.
It'd be funny just wearing it during the show.
Yeah, that would be good. We could definitely do that. But back onto the bed and the left and right hand side.
Yeah, dude. You can't just all of a sudden after 5 years.
Do you understand her point? How often is she getting up to wee during the night?
Well, I don't really know. It was a lot when she was pregnant and then after she had the babe. The bladder just goes.
Like 2 to 3 times?
Was. I don't know.
How many times do you go? I can't remember.
None. I've got an iron bladder.
So in that case, it doesn't impact you too. What are you worried about with being on the other side? Because I would love to be on the
left-hand
side.
Just switching up. There's not many things that I'm rock solid about in terms of
it
like.
It seems like a funny one to be rock solid on.
But I like the side. I've got used to it. I've built a habit over the years.
Could you build like almost make it feel like a bit new?
I'm in a new house. This would be the best time to do it if I was to be honest.
Because remember when like you're a kid and you would move furniture around?
Oh, mate, I didn't know my bedroom could have 17 different looks. Yeah. I was like, how did I not have this before? Yeah. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
You like move your bed to against a thing
and it's like, it feels so new.
Yeah. I was like, wow, my TV goes over this side?
Wow. I remember when like before getting my own TV in my room, there being the... Oh, there's a guy outside making a phone call. Our lounge room TV, like we had a family room and a lounge room, and our lounge room TV wouldn't get used that much. And so I convinced mum and dad to let me, for a certain period of time, have the lounge room TV in mine. It was amazing.
So you took it from there. I mean, yeah, I bought one, a big rear projection thing. It was nice to have a telly. No, rear projection. They're like the ones that have the
big box thing.
Yeah, they're not flat anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I didn't have one. I was in a service station yesterday and I spoke about this. There was quite a bit of banter around phones yesterday in my family. We were talking because I was reading out my number. We'll get to the service station thing, but I was reading out my number to the person that I was ordering the bento boxes through, the Japanese restaurant. And I, 0401, you know, blah, blah, blah. And mum said, I could see her just mouthing it, trying to guess it. Mm-hmm. She's like, you've had that for a long time, haven't you? Have you guessed how long I've had my mobile phone number for?
Since you were 12.
I told you, fuck yeah.
Yes.
I don't know who I tell anymore. That was good. I mean, I wouldn't have liked you to act then.
Yeah.
It would have been horrible.
18.
Jordan Michael Ease would have called you out.
Yeah, no, that was Rob that called me out.
Rob Ward would have called you out. Yeah. Someone did on the Insta I saw. Anyway, 20 fucking years I've had my mobile number for.
It's a long time.
It makes me feel old.
Yeah. I mean, number-wise, you said you paid $30.
$30 prepaid Optus SIM, and it was the big chunky SIMs, and I put it into my 5110, and so it was like a full just like this big slot. And then he'd slide the battery back up.
Mm-hmm.
And Roland, who is Campton, Conspiracy Jimmy.
Oh.
Conspiracy.
We've never connected names.
Yes, we have. Conspiracy Jimmy, his brother and I were in the same year at school, primary school. And like I said, we'd just hang just on our playing Snake.
Snake was great.
But so what blew my mind last night on the way back from my parents' place, fresh with the phone banter and the 20-year realisation on my mind, I was in a service station. This guy comes in and he says, oh, blah, 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 SIM, blah, 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 $2. That's all I heard, SIM and then $2. And then I got to the front and I said, did you say $2? Because he still had it out. It was a Kogan mobile SIM.
Yeah.
Did you say $2? He's like, yeah. What the fuck? $2 for a SIM card these days? That just sounds ridiculous.
I mean, 97.
Is it expensive or cheap?
I mean, I buy four coffees a day sometimes. I've bought fucking 10 SIMs.
Weird flex. Yeah.
No, but like it's...
Mate, but you're rich.
I'm fucking rich.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get your SIM for free on a when you sign up for a plan.
Well, it's not free then, is it?
Well, it's included in the plan. You still have to buy data with that SIM. You still have to pay like $40 a month at Kogan.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But if I
don't get data,
what about if I didn't want to? I just wanted a number.
Then you just get the SIM.
$2.
Yeah, but you can't send texts.
Could people call us though?
Potentially. Mm. Maybe.
That's interesting. I mean, Ash Williams has his own show number.
Oh yeah. Mobile number. Yeah, he turns it on, just receives texts, voice messages.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Not bad.
Something like a WhatsApp group or something or like a
Well, yeah, I mean there's something old school. There's something you love nostalgia. So there's something old school about a text.
Do you remember Heytel?
Heytel. Oh, you'd hold it and say.
Did you remember Heytel?
No.
Would have been before your time. It was like a voice. I remember when I was working on Fifi and Jules, we were talking about using it where it's like people could send voicemails. So it would have been like 2012.
Yeah.
It was a really big deal.
Jules actually got me onto it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because I remember that time. They were even talking about it on air.
Mm,
Send us your Heytel.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Is that company still around, Mr. 97?
Heytel.
Yeah, the app's still in the App Store.
I wonder if they've been sold or been bought out.
I think it might be an Israeli company or something maybe. Before this morning, I decided to set up a question where people can – it's one of those things on Instagram. I see like Gem Queen Gronk is very good.
It's actually – I don't know if I see many other people.
Michelle Andrews, very good. It's sort of a thing of like, I've got spare time on the weekend, AMA.
Yeah.
And ask me anything that means.
What I did see was Emmy Lou doing one video.
Yeah, you can do it within like a live stream thing.
Has she got like a different access? Can we do
that? You don't have to worry about that now, 97.
Can we do that?
There is a little icon there for it.
For a Q&A. Yeah. Let's not rattle that.
Yeah.
Anyone writing anything, by the way?
Goldie Guts reckons, Tommy, you need to switch it up.
Oh, mate.
I mean, that's fair.
No.
I think she's got a point. No, but would you potentially or no?
Is it
because now that you've been told in the podcast, your concern is that Amy won't give you the full celebration because you're doing it based on content?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the case, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if I call her as the show's being uploaded and tell her, darling, I'm actually going to switch sides. What?
Yeah, maybe. And then say, but when you listen to the episode, I do a big bit of shtick about not doing it. But
how about this? Amy, I'm just about to record the episode.
That's a good one. No. Well, she'll listen to this too.
Yeah, now I'm fucked.
No, what do you think about switching around? Are you worried about your back? Are you going to hurt your back if you do it?
I don't know. I don't know what it's like over that side, to be honest. Never slept over that side. You know, there is a time.
It's probably good from a mattress point of view.
Heavy prick over the other side.
Give it a bit of room to move.
There are some nights when she's out. It's kind of cute. And I'll
be the judge.
And I have a little nap over that side. Like I just crawl over and just sniff her pillow a bit. Okay. It's not creepy because she's my wife.
No, I get it. What does her pillow smell like?
Just her. You know how your partner has a smell?
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Does Brie, other than her...
cologne. I mean, perfume.
No, that's true. What she wears could be worn and is worn by my brother. So what do you call that?
It's a... but she doesn't actually wear it as much.
Unisex. Then just be a unisex scent?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you call that?
But what's the difference? There would be literally no difference between perfume and cologne.
I mean, yeah, whatever. They're it's just a scent. It's just an... I mean, it's not aftershave, but... Okay, so...
They call it fragrance.
Fragrance.
So it's a fragrance. So fragrance. Do you think Brie has a smell outside of her fragrance?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I was smelling it. Like a smelling her neck last night, and I said, "You smell like a good retail shop."
That's fucking love.
Yeah, because it smelled like, you know, like a new clothes or something. She was doing craft. She was at a broadsheet, had an event yesterday with Disney, and I think it was with those girls that have the brand Tubes shoes.
Yes.
They put the color like they. What's their Instagram called?
Girls.
I think we're fucking it.
Oh fuck! I know.
Two times you.
No.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, Brie went to an event and she was like doing a lot of craft stuff. If you type in Tubes, Tubes shoes, and Brie like decorated a pair of shoes. Anyway. So she was doing that. So I wonder if the crafting of doing that, she smelt like craft.
Oh.
Beard, she does.
Your iPhone's just got a temperature warning.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And it's just powered down.
Oh, there we go.
Isn't that outrageous? Mm. So we were just live streaming.
This show's too hot for it.
I mean, that's what happens when the...
wireless charging.
When you use the wireless charging.
Yeah, but it's also 70 degrees in here.
Are you kidding me? You have been complaining all day about it being cold.
When it's showtime. I get a bit hot, you know?
Okay. Anyway, so I'll ask some questions.
Yep.
And do you want to answer them? Because I sort of wrote the answers.
Yeah.
Ask us anything and we'll answer on here. Who's your favorite beauty writer?
It'd have to be Gemma.
Gemma Watts, yeah, good one. How did the idea of the Daily Talk Show originate?
I came up with it. It was everything to do. No. I actually remember the moment that we came up with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking and I think it was near Kelso's, which is a local establishment that sells great, great sandwiches.
Toasties.
And you said, let's do a podcast. Or it was something around the Daily Talk Show, the name.
Mm-hmm.
So then that wasn't how we came up with it. The reason before was because we started collaborating, testing the waters.
Do you want me to tell you what I
wrote? Yeah.
At the time, we had separate video production businesses and would spend at least an hour on the phone each day helping each other through client work. Started collaborating on personal YouTube videos together, found the power of consistency, saw an opportunity in podcasting to provide an episode every day. Seemed easy to us and no one was doing it. Domain name thedailytalkshow.com was available. Did 20 episodes before we told anyone.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I was getting there. But you just,
I mean, but it wasn't, it definitely, the first time we had it wasn't walking along to Kelso's.
Because
I remember the messaging. I remember we had a phone call. I remember saying like, hey, do you want to do it? Like we hadn't yet commit. What we worked out is we needed to be really consistent and do it a bunch.
Mm.
And then we were sort of toying with the idea of like, oh, we could do like 5 days a week. Do you reckon you could make it work?
Mm.
And then we were going through a domain name. So it was like Tangent. Mm. The Tangent was one that the podcast was nearly called.
Oh, that would have been bad.
And so, I mean,
people say it's not all in the name, but sometimes
really, I think the Daily really Talk Show is a great name.
The name. The thing is, we've had so many conversations. That is great. It's exactly, that's the dot points of what exactly happened.
Well, because we were doing YouTube videos together and we were loving doing them, but they were taking so much time.
Oh, they take a lot. But then a few people were saying, oh, I really like that. And so it was like we got a few little sniffs of The narcissist got a few sniffs.
Yeah, well, people were saying, oh, yeah, you're good together. Like, you guys are great. It's almost like when you start, when you're moving towards dating someone and you're looking out for your friends to be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay. And then before you know it.
It does,
I'm finger banging you. And,
all right, mate.
That never happened. That's the first time I've ever said finger banging on the show, I think.
You've said it twice now.
Can we look at an otter? I'm sure that Tommy may have said it.
No way. Anyway, next
one. Sorry, kids in cars.
Don't know if it's going to pick it up either.
Yeah.
Too obscure.
Yeah.
Ask us anything. What communication tips have you got for getting guests on your show?
I mean, you succinctly. Oh, no, I'm you sorry. Didn't do it. We had a conversation about it.
You wrote
a whole thing. I mean, there's many things. It's like the people who are within our network or mm-hmm. I mean, what my experience personally for business and for the podcast mm-hmm. has been all the things that I've done in my life, all the attempts at businesses, the content I've made, the relationships I've built, the night clubbing, the going out to bars, the just fucking wasting a lot of my time when I was young mm-hmm. that I can reflect on and think it's wasting mm-hmm. was actually spent just building out a network and being friends with a bunch of people. And so I've never really tried to pull on that ever. And this podcast, we've only just started to start pulling some of those contacts into this space. People.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not even that we're trying to pull on anybody, but it's like it ends up just, okay, I formed this friendship with this person over mm-hmm. here many years ago. Like Jeff Jowett, I met at a camp years ago. Mm-hmm. I was really interested in him. We chatted and we just spoke through a bunch of stuff. Like Jack Post, I've worked with mm-hmm. previously. You've worked mm-hmm. with previously.
Yeah.
We've just been all around. And so sometimes it just takes years before you start connecting those dots with a thing and finding the thing that actually you want to start going, this is it. Because I don't think I've had that many times outside of this podcast where I've gone, I'm sold on this. Yeah. I wear a jumper that says the fucking name on it.
Well, I think the other thing, and you used to be so funny about your Instagram.
Did I? Mm. I can't even remember.
You never had any photos of friends on your Instagram.
Oh, no, but you, dude, you're the guy that fucking will sniff and say that person's pregnant. I don't know. You're drawing conclusions.
What do you mean?
It was a fucked up analogy. You look at things and trying to connect the dots between some things and sometimes you're wrong and that's a wrong one.
What was the wrong? What's the wrong?
Wrong that I didn't want to, that I had thought and preempted not putting my friends into my Instagram.
But it was never. You and I had a conversation about it.
No, you asked me and you laid out that case, which I said, no.
I literally scrolled through your feed.
Yeah, but you said,
don't have any photos of your friends on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, but I didn't say, yeah, it's because I thought I don't want to post my friends on there.
No, it wasn't an active thought, but you don't do it.
I just hadn't
just if
really
you don't
done
do yeah, it. I mean, it's a plan.
Yeah, but I didn't. You're the one that says that. I hadn't consciously thought it was either my video content, my wife, or my kid.
The equivalent of someone saying, it turns out they were pregnant. They didn't know that they were pregnant, but I knew they were pregnant.
No, that's a, yeah. So that doesn't work for my side.
But it is very true. I don't. To be clear, I'm not one to call people out and say, "Hey, you're pregnant."
I really got. We're getting bogged down with that pregnancy.
But anything from people leaving their jobs, redundancies, pregnancies,
LinkedIn.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm sort of like the target. I can work out what someone's doing based on what they're purchasing. So the guest thing, I guess. The interesting difference between you and I think, is that you built a lot of your friends in social circles.
Yeah.
Whereas I built a lot of mine through work and then they would transition into social. Mm. But I feel like your first step was social in many ways.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you agree?
Definitely. Definitely. And so there's many ways, right? Josh and I, because we've got a podcast together.
It's called The Daily Talk Show. You're listening to it.
We can pull on our different experiences. If we were the same, we just mm-hmm. had social circle friends, mm-hmm. and then it's just a bit boring.
Yeah, it'd be different. How do you decide on the daily content, or is it just organic? Is anything taboo?
Is anything organic? Is it, you know, just like what's
– so being deep.
Yeah, I'm being deep. What is organic? Organic is – how do you explain that? I'm not trying to stump this question.
Because I came up with an answer. I mean, I looked beyond the – I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm saying what is organic? Because if someone says, oh, this
if you put two microphones, I get what you're saying. If you put a couple of microphones and you have lights and a camera and Mr. 97 smiling and he's got his Google, it's not that organic.
What's organic is sometimes we don't have much prepared and we start having some banter and we see what resonates. And sometimes the energy of one of us is really fixated on something which energizes the other to then go into that, vice versa.
It's like the organic banana that I had.
Yeah.
By the way, that's why they've got red tips on the end.
Because they're organic.
Because they're organic and so it's wax. So, yeah, it is eco-friendly and can be.
So it's compostable.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to know.
That's what I wanted to know before. So what is the deal? Well, I said that before. I said, can I compost this waxy red bottom? And you said, I don't know.
But so now
you
he knows.
You didn't know at the time that that meant they were organic?
No, I had no idea.
Why do they dip them in red? Is that just
marketing? It's branding.
To show it's organic. Yeah, I've always.
Isn't that so funny?
I mean, it tasted healthier, to be honest. The red tip ones always do. Anyway.
Have you seen the little ones that Steph Claire Smith has been
finger
posting?
Bananas?
They're fucking tiny. They're like, she keeps it's like she's being paid by the banana company. She loves them, but they're very, very small. But I think it must be one of those like, going to Southeast Asia or something.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely not getting paid by the banana company. That was a joke, everyone.
Who is the banana company anyway? Just the farmers.
Yeah.
Farmers but are rocking up with a thing of cash. Hey, Steffi.
Yeah, but they do that.
Chuck us a few mentions of bananas, yeah?
Seriously, I've seen people, it's like strawberries. It's like the strawberries
there's
are fresh.
There's definitely a strawberry association. That
Egg association.
Yeah, but
yeah, yeah, probably.
We have dairy association.
We haven't gone through your dream that you had the other day.
I will say, I can't remember that.
Yeah, no,
I had a weird one last night as well.
I mean,
both of you guys were in it. I still can't remember. Yeah,
this is why I shouldn't.
He literally he
seems the most boring thing to ever hear about from anyone.
But how about this? It went for like 10 minutes him explaining it the other day, and he said, "Yeah, like I woke up and I was like, I need to remember this." And it included someone trying to – he found out that someone was trying to scheme.
Just worked out the second most boring thing.
Yeah, someone retelling.
Retelling someone else's dream. Far out.
Anyway. Can you explain – just explain
No, I don't actually want to hear it. That's not being rude. I just want to get through this.
Sounds rude. best podcast you've been a guest on?
Matt D. Vellers.
Yeah. I mean
– The Ground Up Show.
What an amazing time it was. LA, I'd just been 4 months away. We hadn't spent any time together. And then we're in the same room. Look how tanned and healthy we are.
Yeah.
Or me specifically.
You're real tan, dude. Yeah. What happened to you?
I know. It looks like I was taking keratin or whatever it's called. Keratin? Look up what keratin is.
It's not. You're talking about the tan thing. It's not that.
Am I thinking, is keratin a
keratin.
Gas?
Keratin.
Nah, the injection, melatonin injection, which makes you go brown.
Now there's the thing that's in carrots.
Keratin.
Yeah. Keratin.
There's keratin and there's keratin.
So keratin is maybe a gas or something like a keratin cooker?
No, that's kerosene, bruh.
Thanks.
Keratin is, it's like something to do with like hair and.
Well, what is it?
Keratin or keratin?
Keratin. Keratin, the carrot one.
We used to do a segment called Word of the Day.
This is it.
Yeah, so we're just doing
so
that.
Keratin, yes. Not the carrot one, is one
or the
of
the skin one.
Yep.
It's a family of fibrous structural proteins.
Lovely.
Which make up hair, nails, feathers, horns, claws, and hooves.
Yeah, it's
and
not
so
that.
So what's what's
keratin? It has nothing to do with skin.
What's keratin then? Because we still have keratin and need keratin. Keratin's what makes your hair nice. I just want
melatonin
to find
is the one that you were talking about.
No, it wasn't.
But that's the tanned one. That's what like
bodybuilders. Melatonin is the one that people
sleep,
help them sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, melatonin is the sleep one. So the keratin
are you okay?
Accelerates the rate of
remember.
Development of the tan.
Keratin does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, hit it.
And so
but it's a brand, so.
It is a brand.
It's a brand. It's like a
I think it was actually banned in Australia maybe. I think
I mean it looks pretty sus.
Okay.
You got to inject it.
There are people that do that.
Yuck.
Yucky. Plans to do a bigger live show in Melbourne anytime soon? Yeah.
Maybe.
Next 6 months, maybe?
Yeah.
There you go. There were the questions.
That's it.
If you're enjoying the show, leave us an Apple Podcast review. Thank you to Jess Carter, who just so happens to also be a lovely client of ours.
Yeah.
And she writes, stand by. Feel free to speak during the game.
Bring up some
Jess Carter.
Okay.
5 stars. This is all in capitals, which is very Jess.
Mate, I love it. She's yelling right now.
Quality show. Quality guys. And that was done on Sunday on her day off.
That's really nice. Thanks, Jess.
So if you just go to the Daily Talk Show and on the Apple Podcast app, you can leave a review there. It's much appreciated. We read them because we are narcissists and we do enjoy a little bit of validation.
We've got a big week ahead, lots of guests, and then we're heading up to Sydney. I'm pumped about that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We've got a lot of guests in Sydney as well. Yeah, that's about it. Feel free to send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, and we'll be sure to get back to you. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.